Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. If you want to know how to learn to speak English, then look no further. You found Adept English, and we are here to help you learn how to speak English fluently. And if you want to learn English speaking at home, instead of going to a college course, then Adept English is really useful to you. Now, a topic for you today, which encompasses English grammar, some topical issues around gender, and my personal opinion. Ooh, a recipe for an interesting podcast discussion, perhaps. So here goes. It starts off talking about grammar, and then it moves on to ideas in our society which are connected with this use of grammar. When we talk about the third person plural verb form, what we mean in English is the they form of the verb, T-H-E-Y. So they went, they are eating, they will have. Third person plural. So this is the sort of thing that you might learn if you're learning your English verbs on a taught course in a college, in a formal learning context, third person plural. However, there is another use of this verb form they in English, which has been around for a long time. Sometimes we say they when we mean an individual, one person, which would normally be third person singular form. So third person singular form sounds like she is eating, he will have. Why do we use this plural form they then to mean a single person? Well, we might use they if we don't know the gender of the person. So if someone had dropped a £10 note in the street and we found it and picked it up, we might say, that's a shame. This person, they've lost their money. We might use they when we don't know the gender. So something like, there's someone at the front door. They've been knocking for a long time. That would be a they because you don't know who it is. Might just be one person. So you can improve your spoken English by knowing about this form of the personal pronoun, they, to mean singular when you don't know who it is. You don't know the gender of the person. Another traditional use of this form they to mean a single person could be when someone's talking about one person within a group and they don't want to identify that person. So if they said he or she, the person's gender would be revealed, it might be easier to guess who it was. Say if you're the manager of a team of people at work and one member of staff has made a mistake. You might want to discuss this mistake in the wider team, but you don't want to say who it was that made the mistake. So you might use this person, they did this or they did that. If you had a team of, say, 7 women and 3 men, and you used he, then it might be much more obvious which he you were talking about. So you can use they to avoid revealing someone's identity or their gender. And in case you're not sure, gender, G-E-N-D-E-R, is a noun, which means the state of being male or female. You might be asked on a form, what is your gender? Now, the pronoun form they, meaning the singular form, is creeping into other areas. As you may know, I'm a psychotherapist. That's my normal job. And I see clients with psychological difficulties. So I receive what are called referrals, so R-E-F-E-R-R-A-L-S, And a referral means I get sent someone's name and contact details so that I can offer them sessions. Sometimes these come with a description of the problem, and the details are often written in the they form. So this isn't an actual example, but it gives you an idea. So this is someone's description of what someone who might come and see me for therapy, what their problems are. And it might read like this. This person has a lot of anxiety about their work and shares that they feel nauseous and their mood is low. They live alone, so their support network is not wide, and they don't want to burden their family with their troubles. Now, although this is understandable to an English speaker, it can sound a really clumsy grammatical form because we're not used to it. And in this context, where I'm being sent the details of a person I'm going to meet, there's little point in using this to protect or obscure the person's gender. I'm going to know them over a period of working with them, so that doesn't make any sense. One of the reasons why the they form is increasingly being used is because people who define themselves as non-binary are adopting this form. Non-binary, so non, N-O-N, means not, and binary, B-I-N-A-R-Y, is an adjective used where there are two possibilities. So you might say something is binary, it's black or white, there's no in between. So when people talk about themselves as being non-binary, it means they prefer not to be identified as either male or female. They may see their gender as something different. They may dress in a way that suggests they're neither male nor female and may choose not to be categorized in this way. In this country, people might identify with a wide range of gender identities, not simply male and female. Now, depending upon where in the world you come from, this may be a completely familiar idea or maybe something completely new and different. But in the US and the UK, this is something that you come across more frequently. So it's good to be familiar with it. People may live as a different gender from their birth gender, or they may be transgender, so they've transitioned between genders. So sometimes people who are non-binary ask to be known by the pronoun they. If someone feels strongly enough about this to request that you refer to them as they, then probably it's polite to make an effort to do so. You might forget or make mistakes because we're not used to using they. We're used to using he or she as pronouns, and it can feel clumsy at first. But if it's important to them, if it really matters, I don't find that a problem. However, what I do find a bit more problematic is the idea that everybody should be using they all the time, and we should abandon he and she. It's been argued that if we all use this gender-neutral language, the they form, in other words, there would be less discrimination. Discrimination, D-I-S-C-R-I-M-I-N-A-T-I-O-N. So also there's the verb to discriminate. You discriminate against someone. Discrimination means the act of treating someone differently, unfairly, on account of some aspect like their gender or their race. So usually I would support something that was anti-discriminatory. So that's an adjective, and it means that it's an action that goes against what discriminates, anti-discriminatory. However, I find to promote the universal use of the non-gender pronoun they doesn't feel right. To many people, their gender is important, and they like and prefer being called he or she. That's the majority of people. I would say that of myself. I love being female. I love being a woman. And I like being called she. And if you're a trans woman, it means you've changed gender from male to female. You've had to fight really hard for your gender. So you probably don't want someone to neutralize it and call you they. For most people, whether they're male or female is a huge part of their identity. and something that they really like and feel comfortable with. So he and she is good for the vast majority. Let's not insist on changing it to they for everyone. My daughter would call that the tyranny of the majority, but for me that sounds right. There are languages which don't use gendered pronouns. Bengali, Japanese, Turkish, for example. Please tell us if any of these are your languages, and that's incorrect though, but it is what I've read. Yet there's no evidence to suggest that there's less discrimination and more equality where these languages are spoken because there's a gender-neutral pronoun. So it's not clear that the argument holds water either. But it's just my opinion. Maybe it's different in your country. Maybe it sounds crazy to you that we even worry about these things. Send us your opinion. Send us your comments. So there's some Adept English Rule 6, the helping hand. If you notice that sometimes people say they instead of he or she, this is why. That's the context. And if you don't know what I'm talking about when I say Rule 6, the helping hand of Adept English, then you obviously haven't yet subscribed to our free course, The 7 Rules of Adept English. If you want to know how to learn to speak English and speak English fluently without hesitation, then our 7 Rules of Adept English course has all the answers. How to learn English quickly or more quickly. This course tells you the secrets. If you're an English language learner and you haven't yet signed up for this, then you're missing out. You could be making much better use of the podcasts. And yes, the 7 Rules of Adept English is entirely free. We give this course away no charge. You don't have to pay. So go to our website at adeptenglish.com and you can sign up straight away and answer that question, how to learn to speak English. Speak English more fluently and confidently in 7 steps. Anyway, enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.